Do you need a VR headset to use 360 Worlds? The complete answer, short answer, no. 360 Worlds runs in any web browser, on any device. Here's exactly what works with and without a headset, what a headset adds, when it's worth it, and why browser-based immersive learning is so much easier for schools. It's the first question almost everyone asks. Do we need to buy headsets? The answer is a clear no, and understanding why helps you get the most out of 360 Worlds, whatever equipment you already have. This guide covers what works on every device, what a headset actually adds, when it's worth buying one, and why browser-based immersive learning has quietly removed the biggest barriers that held classroom VR back for years. The short answer, 360 Worlds is browser-based. Every world runs in a normal web browser, so any reasonably modern device can explore the full library with no headset and no app to install. A VR headset is a genuine upgrade to how immersive the experience feels, but it changes nothing about what content you can access. This is the crucial mental model. Immersion is a dial, not a switch. At one end, you have a world projected on the whiteboard and explored as a class. In the middle, students dragging around a scene on tablets. At the far end, full head-tracked presence in a headset. Every point on that dial teaches the same content. You simply choose how much presence you want and when. This is the practical side of the immersion spectrum described in What is Immersive Learning? What works on each device? Computer or laptop? Open a world in the browser and drag with the mouse to look around. Click hotspots to move between scenes and reveal information. This is ideal for whole class teaching on a projector or interactive whiteboard. The whole room shares one virtual field trip, guided by the teacher. For most classrooms, this is the default and most practical way to use 360 Worlds. Phone or tablet. Explore by dragging with a finger or by physically moving the device to pan around the scene. A lovely intuitive way to look up, down and behind you, as though the phone were a window into the world. This is perfect for individual or paired exploration and for homework. Slot a phone into a cheap cardboard viewer, and you even get a taste of headset-style immersion for a few pounds. VR and XR headset. Put on a standalone headset, open 360 Worlds in its browser, or the dedicated headset viewer, and simply turn your head to look around. This is full presence, the strongest possible sense of actually being there. It's the most immersive way to experience a world, and for the right lesson, it can be genuinely awe-inducing. What a headset actually adds. It's worth being honest about the difference, because it helps you decide whether to invest. Head tracking instead of dragging. You look by turning your head, which feels natural and removes the small friction of using a mouse or finger. A stronger sense of scale and presence. Standing inside a scene at full size is more visceral than viewing it on a flat screen. The reef feels vast, the Roman basilica towering. Fewer distractions. With the room blocked out, attention is fully on the world. What a headset does not add is more content, more information, or a different lesson. The learning material is identical, so the question isn't, do I need a headset to learn this? You don't, but is the extra presence worth the cost and management for this class right now? When is a headset worth it? A headset adds real value when you want the maximum wow and presence, a memorable, awe-driven moment that anchors a topic. You're teaching something where spatial immersion matters most, like scale, environment, or perspective. You've got the routines to manage headsets in class. See VR in the classroom for how. A headset is not necessary when you're teaching the whole class at once. The projector is better for shared, guided exploration. You're just starting and want to prove the value before spending anything. Your students are below the headset age guidance, often 13. In which case the projector or tablet route delivers the same worlds appropriately. Inclusion is the priority. For some students, a headset is overwhelming, and screen-based delivery is the kinder, more accessible default. See immersive learning for SEND. Why browser-based matters for schools. Traditional classroom VR meant installing and updating apps on every headset and getting each one through App Store approval, a real IT burden that quietly killed many VR programs before they got going. Because 360 Worlds runs on the web, no installs, open a link and go. No updates to manage on each device. One platform, every device, computer, tablet, and headset all run the same worlds from the same link. Easier IT approval. A website is far simpler to sanction than deploying and maintaining apps across a fleet of devices. That's a big part of why browser-based immersive learning is far easier to run and far more likely to actually stick than headset-first VR ever was. Cost, the honest picture. Because 360 Worlds runs on the hardware you already own, the baseline cost of immersive learning is effectively zero in equipment terms. An interactive whiteboard or a set of tablets is all you need to start. Headsets are an optional upgrade for schools that decide the extra presence justifies the spend. And even then, a small shared set on rotation covers a class far more cheaply than one device per student. The practical recommendation: start on the equipment you already own. Run a world whole class on the board, prove the value with a real lesson, and then, if you want the extra presence, add a small set of headsets on a rotation. You'll never be blocked from the content by hardware, and you'll never spend money before you're sure it's worth it. Ready to explore? Browse the full library of worlds on whatever device you have right now. To bring immersive worlds into your school across every subject and device, see 360 Worlds for Schools, view pricing, or book a demo.